Now, the church was continuing to grow, and as they were growing, they ran into a few problems. One of the things that they were doing was they were giving out food to the widows. And one of the problems they ran into was that some of the people started to complain that their widows were being discriminated against when the food was given out. So the disciples gathered the whole church together, and they said, "You should choose 7 men who are full of wisdom and of God's Spirit and put them in charge of this. That way we'll still have time to focus on teaching about Jesus and prayer." So everyone thought this was a good idea, and so they chose 7 men. They chose Stephen and Philip and 5 others, and they brought them to the disciples. The disciples prayed for them and then appointed them for the task. So the word of God was continuing to spread, and many people were coming to believe in Jesus. Now, Stephen was a man who was full of God's Spirit and of faith, and God used him to do many miracles, and many people were continuing to believe, including some religious leaders. But there were some other religious leaders who came up to Stephen and started arguing with him. But God gave Stephen wisdom, and he answered them very well. Well, this made them angry, and so they started telling lies about Stephen, and then they dragged him in front of the religious council. And there they said that Stephen was disrespecting and insulting God and their religion. Well, the high priest said, "Stephen, is this true?" And Stephen said, "You are such a stubborn people. God gave you many prophets who told you all about the promised Savior, but you just killed them. And when the promised Savior himself came, you killed him too." Well, the religious leaders were furious at this. And then Stephen looked up and he saw heaven. And he said, "I see heaven, and Jesus is at the right hand of God in the position of authority." Well, this was like adding fuel to the fire, and the religious leaders lost it. They grabbed Stephen and they dragged him outside of town. They started throwing huge stones at him to kill him. And as they were stoning him, Stephen said, "Jesus, I give you my spirit. Forgive them." And then he died. Then a huge persecution broke out against all the Christians, and they had to flee Jerusalem and go to the surrounding cities, except for the original disciples who stayed in Jerusalem. But everywhere that the Christians went, they continued to tell people the good news about Jesus.